The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, you're listening to Money FM 89.3. Well, according to a recent survey conducted by Ngee Ann Polytechnic of more than 400 adult learners from the NPCET Academy, women are highly intrinsically motivated to continually learn and further their employment prospects and earning potential. With that, Ngee Ann Poly has come up with a host of programs which aims to empower and equip mothers with the skills that they need to step back into their workplace. One such initiative is a recent partnership with the Mums at Work, a career portal for mothers. And we'll find out more from Shirley Torrey, founder of Mums at Work, and also Rachel Goh, one of their members and budding mumpreneur, about recognizing how reintegration into the workforce after an extended period of absence can be a big challenge for some women. Well, Rachel, welcome to the show. Tell us more about what you're doing right now in your career, as well as a member of Mums at Work.
Bernard, I'm Rachel here. I'm currently doing freelancing, helping companies to do videos and posting on social media.
Mm-hmm. So that is really what you do as a freelance full-time job, so to speak.
Yes, of now.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to kind of sign up for the Work Learn Digital Marketing and Branding Certificate course at Ngee Ann Poly? I mean, also formerly known as the MP's Work Study Bootcamp in the Digital Marketing.
Just to take this chance to thank Mums at Work and also Ngee Ann Poly for providing the opportunities for many mums out there, offering many job courses which can prepare mums like me to re-enter the workforce. I'm also thankful to all the four lecturers in this digital marketing course, as they really put in all their efforts to teach us. Mm-hmm. Also thankful for my husband for giving me his full support. As for me, I took a career break to take care of my young child. Now that he has grown older and is more independent, I decided it is time to return back to work. So in the midst of job search, I came upon a newsletter from Mums at Work and saw this course offered by Ngee Ann Poly. As now we are in the digital era, I felt that I should take up a skill which is relevant in the future and a skill which is in job demand. At the same time, I was also interested to learn how digital marketing works on social media. So I decided to sign up.
Okay, and tell us, how was your experience like, I mean, taking the course at Ngee Ann Poly?
Well, at first I was apprehensive about going back to study after graduated for so many years. However, I understand that it is necessary and important to upgrade and pick up new skills if I want to get a job I wanted. So it took a few weeks for me to quickly get into the momentum after I started this course. I grew to like the campus and the environment, and most importantly, I enjoyed what I was learning. So I want to encourage all the moms who are listening that it's never too old to learn a new skill. Mm-hmm. As long as we are willing and have a positive mindset towards learning, we can do it and it can be achievable.
Okay. And how has reskilling and taking up courses equip you to take charge of your career path and then after that, of course, re-enter the workplace? How has it done so?
Oh, well, the course has given me fundamental knowledge of digital marketing. We are taught technical topics such as SEO, SEM, Google Analytics, create a website using WordPress. We learn tools using Canva and also learn behavioral skills on growth mindset, interview skills such as resume writing, and tips on how to handle interview questions. Overall, I felt the course had covered many aspects and thus helped me to build the confidence to pursue a career in this area.
I know you kind of took a break from working back in 2011 and only rejoined the workforce a couple of years later. I mean, what were some of the challenges that you faced when re-entering the workforce after such a long hiatus? What were the biggest changes that you saw?
Challenges as in when I searched for jobs and I went for interviews, employers would ask about my career gap. So I will explain to them that I took a career break to take care of my child who was young then. So I have to answer questions in these areas to explain for the career gap. So this is like one of the challenges that I faced during the job interviews. And changes that I noticed that is many jobs are more online that you can search for, like many areas where we can find help for, like E2I and all these agencies who can help us in our job finding.
Mm-hmm. And looking back, Rachel, do you wish that you had done anything differently?
Looking back, I do not regret my decision because I find that I forged a strong bond between me and my child. And also, I find that the sacrifice that I made over these few years has paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I find that at the right time, at the right moment, I can always upskill myself and come back to the workforce again.
Mm-hmm. And going forward, what else would you like to do to kind of develop yourself further?
I currently am doing freelance, and I hope to gain more experience by taking a freelance job now. And in future, I hope I can be an mompreneur.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Spoken like a true mompreneur. Okay, we'll be talking to Rachel Goh. Of course, Rachel is one of the members of Mums at Work and a budding mompreneur as well. So we're going to bring on Shirley Torrey right now, founder of Mums at Work. Shirley, it's good to have you back on our show. Could you kind of reintroduce yourself and tell us more about your role at Mums at Work?
I'm actually representing Mums at Work. So Mums at Work is actually a portal that supports women, in particular those who are looking for flexible work arrangements. But we also have a subsidiary that looks after specifically women who are coming back to work. So we help to support women with a career gap.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell us more about MP's collaboration with Mums at Work? I mean, what is your role in this partnership?
Really, because when we first were approached by Ngee Ann Poly, the idea was that we knew that a lot of the women that we had who had career gaps, they needed to actually come back to work, but they were lacking in maybe technical skills or skills that were what we consider not updated. And we knew that Ngee Ann Poly had a lot of different kinds of courses that would allow these women to kind of upskill and you know, be ahead again. So when Ngee Ann came with the option of partnering and saying maybe we can direct some of the mothers that way, that was actually how we got started on the collaboration.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the key takeaways from the previous iterations of the course?
We noticed that, for example, for a lot of the women, because big portion of these courses is also about confidence building, because once you have the tools that, you know, equip you and you feel that, hey, I'm up to it already, now that I know what's going on, I'm ready to go back to work. Once that confidence is there, it really kind of prepares them to apply for jobs, and even if the interviews were a bit more challenging, because they now have the skill sets, they're a little bit more confident going into the interviews and answering the questions as well. So it's been very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel, of course, who spoke to a while ago, told us all about her experience of going back to work. So in your opinion, what do women need to know about taking a break from work? And what are some of the biggest misconceptions you can share with our listeners?
I think a lot of women feel that it is very challenging, but I also know that there are a lot of employers out there who are willing to take a chance. So I always say that if you are going to go back to work with a career gap, you have to approach it very differently, the way you write your resume, the kind of answers you give to your interview question. So it's about really reframing your career journey up to that point. Second thing is also to be very aware of what you bring to the table. So identify the skills that have not changed, because skills actually don't fundamentally change. It's just whether you're updated or not. And so as long as you go to a course like Ngee Ann Poly's course, then you can be updated. So know those strengths before you go and apply. And of course, always, you know, the usual message is always to be confident, because if you're not and you give up too quickly, then there's really not going to be a chance. So having that all together, then you go forward with your application.
And do you think some of these misconceptions are also due to the women's own imaginations?
Well, part of it's imagination, or perhaps they've had one or two bad experiences and then they feel that, oh, this is much of the case for all. So I always say to people that, you know, just because one or two employers or one or two recruiters say something negative to you, it doesn't mean that all of them think the same thing.
Mm-hmm. The advice or tips you have for those who are considering taking a break, or the, on the other way around, or returning to the workforce, and also for companies and businesses with regards to what we call the returnship?
Yeah, I think for companies who are willing to try to take on this risk, be very aware that this group of women has a lot of talent. What's lacking is always that confidence building and also that upskilling that we talked about. And in terms of women who are trying to return to work, all the ideas I suggested just now are applicable. For those who are planning to take a break as well, I think it's also things to think about that during your break, try to find ways to stay relevant, because you never know how long you're going to be away for. But as long as you try to find ways to stay relevant, make sure you're up to date, you should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been speaking to Shirley Tory, founder of Mums at Work, and Rachel Goh as well, one of the members and a budding mumpreneur, Radio Money FM 89.3. Ladies, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.